News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. That's by Henry Purcell, Rondo Aaron Hornpipe from The Indian Queen, and a performance by the Tafel Musik Ensemble led by Gene Lamont on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson, and I have some more classical music as we get into the afternoon hours. I noticed that Destiny played for you. French composer Edouard Lalo's great masterpiece, the Symphonie Espagnole, in last hour. As it happens, I've got a Lalo concerto for you a bit later. His piano concerto with the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra. That plus a Baroque era guitar duo from a fellow named Pasquini with Duo Rato in just a little while. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. Next, we have some more English music, some composed in 1905, by Edward Elgar. Around that time, the London Symphony Orchestra was a newly formed entity, and it had its inaugural concert with a program of all Elgar music planned, and on that occasion, he unveiled a new work to show off the virtuosity of the string players. This is Opus 47, Introduction and Allegro, performed here by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, on Kansas Public Radio. Introduction and Allegro for Strings, composed in 1905 by Sir Edward Elgar and played today by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, and do stay with us, for in just a few short minutes we'll bring you the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra for a French piano concerto, more work from the composer Edouard Lalo for Tuesday afternoon, still to come here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Between Dimensions Film Festival, featuring live scoring by musicians to selected experimental short films. The night concludes with a performance by Exotica Cocktail, June 14th at 7 p.m. at Maselli's. More at collabdm.com. And the Lawrence Busker Fest, presenting Algeria versus Argentina viewing party, June 16th, 3 to 11 p.m. Celebration on 7th Street and viewing party at Liberty Hall. More at lawrencebuskerfest.com. On the KU campus, it is 85 degrees, and we're warming up today to near 90. But with the great humidity, it's going to feel more like 105 to the heat index. And as a result, a heat advisory is in effect for the KPR listening area until 9 p.m. this evening. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow brings us a 30% chance of showers. Sunny skies and a high back up around 90. We bring you next a guitar duet. Here's a sonata in D minor. It's by composer Bernardo Pasquini and a performance by Duo Erato on Kansas Public Radio. Sonata in D minor by composer Bernardo Pasquini, guitar duo performed by the Duo Erato on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:33 now. And at the top of the hour, NPR News, classics until 3 this afternoon. If you're enjoying the music on KPR and you want to tune in when you're away from your radio, you can always download the free KPR app. You'll have access to classical, jazz, bluegrass, and the Retro Cocktail Hour anywhere you go. Make KPR the soundtrack to your day with the KPR app available for iOS and Android. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of I Love Boosters with filmmaker, rapper, and author Boots Riley on June 24th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. Well, already today, we've heard a little music from the French composer Edouard Lalo, more than a little, actually, his entire Symphonie Espagnole. Destiny had that for you in the 11 a.m. hour. We have another major work of his now, his Piano Concerto in F Major, the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra, and pianist Marilyn Das, next on KPR. Piano Concerto in F Minor, by French composer Edouard Lalo, performed there by the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra, with pianist Marilyn Das, here on Kansas Public Radio. Now, some sharp-eared listeners might have possibly detected a few similarities, a few notes reminiscent of the score to Lawrence of Arabia. And that's no accident. Film composer Maurice Jarre used this piano concerto as a source of great inspiration when creating that classic score. It is 1 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News. In the next hour, we've got an English piano trio and something for you called the Old Vienna Serenade. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. Support for news on KPR comes from Nuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvonHouse.com.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's an overture to a short opera by Ernst Theodor Amadeus Hoffmann, one that was composed in 1808 and told the story of a wealthy nobleman in the search for everlasting life before finally concluding that probably wasn't the best idea. The overture to The Drink of Immortality, or sometimes called The Elixir of Immortality, and performed by the new German Chamber Academy led by Johannes Goritzky on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be back with you. We've got more classical music for Tuesday afternoon. The Bochum Symphony Orchestra is joining us a bit later. They've got music from a 20th century Austrian composer who, at least in one instance, wrote in the manner of a much earlier style when we hear the Old Vienna Serenade for large orchestra, coming up in a bit here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. We have English chamber music next, a piano trio, one that was composed in 1920 by Ernst John Moran. Piano Trio in D Major, performed by the Joachim Piano Trio on Kansas Public Radio. An English piano trio, composed in 1920 by Ernest John Moran. Piano Trio in D Major, played by the Joachim Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 1:39 now, 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online anytime, kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us here on a Tuesday afternoon. If you've been listening for a while now, then you've probably heard a few membership drives, and we know that sometimes it can be tough to take that first step in becoming a member listener. You may ask, does it really matter? Yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, makes amazing things happen. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. On the KU campus, 87 degrees, a high of 91 today. Heat index is as hot as 105, a heat advisory in effect for the KPR area until 9 p.m. this evening. We have something for you now by the composer Joseph Rupert Rudolf Marx, an Austrian composer born in the late 19th century, someone who would go on to become the director of the Vienna Music Academy and was also mainly a music critic in his time. But in the 1940s, he did compose this orchestral suite reminiscent of a much earlier time, known as the Old Vienna Serenade, performed here by the Bochum Symphony on KPR. Composed in the 1940s, known as the Old Vienna Serenade by composer Joseph Marx, played by the Bochum Symphony, conducted by Stephen Sloan on KPR. Almost 2 p.m., stay tuned for NPR News, Howard Hanson's Marymount Suite, Mozart's Prague Symphony all ahead. Support for classical music comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
President Trump says the U.S. is closing NPR News.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Razumovsky Symphony Orchestra, led by Bjarte Ingeset, violinist Henning Kragerud as well, bringing us Norwegian Dance No. 2 from Johan Halvorsen, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. And for one more hour or so, I've got classical music for you. We have Mozart and his Prague Symphony, the 38th that he wrote. That's a bit later with the Columbia Symphony, along with a Hungarian Rhapsody for cello and piano, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Eric Kunzel will lead the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra for us next in a famous suite from an opera by Howard Hanson. His suite from the opera Marymount is next on Kansas Public Radio. The Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and its conductor Eric Kunzel and music by Howard Hanson, the famous Marymount Suite on Kansas Public Radio. 2:23 now, and stay with us for Mozart. In just a few minutes, the Columbia Symphony Orchestra will bring us the Prague Symphony. That's the 38th that Mozart wrote. Still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Riverette Print and Skate. Screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street. With all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverattks.com. And Union Station presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase. Featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org. About 88 degrees currently, highs around 92, with heat indexes as hot as 106 for the afternoon. A heat advisory is in effect for the whole of the KPR listening area, that's till 9 tonight. This evening's lows in the mid-70s, and there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Temperatures around 83. We have something for you now. For cello and piano, a Hungarian rhapsody from the Czech cellist and composer David Popper, Rhapsody in D Major, with Mary Fujiwara playing cello and pianist Elaine Plains, next on KPR. The Hungarian Rhapsody in D Major by cellist and composer David Popper. We heard cellist Mary Fujiwara with pianist Elaine Plains here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2:33 and at 3 o'clock, it will be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch a little more classical music this evening, which you can do from 7 to 9 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon. If you're enjoying the music on KPR and you want to tune in whenever you're away from your radio, you can always download the free KPR app. You'll have access to classical, jazz, bluegrass, and retro cocktail hour anywhere you go. Make KPR the soundtrack to your day with the KPR app, available for iOS and Android. Temperatures topping out around 92 degrees for today. Heat index is as hot as 106. A heat advisory in effect for the KPR listening area till 9 p.m. this evening. That may have to be extended. It's going to be much the same tomorrow. With a sunny day, temperatures in the mid-90s, high heat indexes, and a 30% chance of showers tomorrow as well, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow night. Time now for the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and conductor Bruno Walter with our final performance for the afternoon. It's Mozart and a symphony that he wrote in 1786, which premiered in the city of Prague and ever after known as the Prague Symphony. Symphony number 38 in D. Here's the Columbia Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Music of Mozart. To wrap things up in this afternoon's classical music, we heard the Prague Symphony, the 38th Symphony of Mozart, written in 1786, and played by the Columbia Symphony, conducted by Bruno Walter, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 p.m., time for me to say good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jeff Watson. Always happy to give you the classical music in the afternoon, and I'll have more at noon tomorrow. Catch more music this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. And Theodore Lawrence presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. It's 3 o'clock.